Meanwhile, it was a more somber day for the church in Ireland as the nation tried to come to terms with the shocking revelations of the Ryan Report. The report issued yesterday was the result of a 10-year government inquiry into allegations of the abuse of children in schools and institutions jointly run by the Irish state and religious orders in the second half of the last century. Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin told us that this report must not be shelved. Instead, it must remain as a warning that the protection and well-being of children must be our priority.
Well, I think the first thing I have to say is that any superficial, quick comment on such a long history of abuse would be an injustice to the victims. We need to take the time to reflect on a report which covers five volumes and many decades. The stories of abuse are horrendous, in many cases stomach-turning, but the courage of the victims in telling these stories is admirable. I believe the Commission says that the religious orders, church organisations who are criticised in this report should seriously examine how their ideals became debased by systematic abuse. And I hope that they will begin a clear programme of renewal and conversion addressing those. On a more general note, it's very important that one thing that emerges here is we have to have in our child protection services the ability and the mechanisms in which children are heard and listened to. They're the ones who are the victims, and in this they were just completely ignored, not just then, but until now. This isn't a report that should be put on a shelf. It's a real cry for change. And I believe that if we truly regret what happened in the past, the only way to show that is by committing ourselves to a very different future. But it's a sad day for the church here in Ireland and for our society.